Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jackstraw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. As part of a final project in their Advanced Placement English Language and Composition class, students investigated, interviewed, and reflected on aspects of life they felt deserved more attention.
In 2019, being a high school student means focusing on one thing: grades, 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 and more grades. It's assumed that those who achieve academic success have had adequate resources provided to them throughout their careers. But that is not always the case, and it's too easy to overlook those who, while successful, should have had more support during their time in school.
Hello, my name is Malik.
This is Malik Hodraj. He's a fellow student at my high school, and I've gotten to know him over the course of this year. We interviewed him to find out about how he is able to overcome his disadvantages while still achieving a high academic standard. He's an aspiring computer programmer and mathematician, and one of the smartest people that I know. From what I learned about him, it seemed to me that he had a clear path to his academic success. But there were a lot of things that I didn't know he struggled with. There were things that he had to face every day that I didn't.
So I have Tourette's, and I do a thing where I clear my throat and I snort, and that does definitely put people off a lot, and I wish I didn't. And the thing is that I get stressed because I know that people are hearing that, which the stress just increases it.
For those who don't know, Tourette's syndrome is a neurological disorder that causes a subject to have tics, whether it be physical movement like twitches or vocal sounds that happen repeatedly. These tics are difficult to suppress, and doing so often results in feelings of strong anxiety. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, about 138,000 children in the U.S. between the ages of 6 and 17 have been diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome.
The biggest thing that I have a problem with is that affects me in school is the fact that I cannot write clearly at all. Like, my hands shake a ton, and it's extremely hard. And that has caused me a lot of trouble in school.
Written language deficits are a common symptom of Tourette's syndrome. The Tourette's Association of America suggests that schools provide students with Tourette's access to technology, reducing the amount of written assignments when possible, and not penalizing for poor handwriting. With his Tourette syndrome, Malik has been extremely proactive about working with his teachers to receive necessary accommodations, such as typing his work and getting more time. He doesn't let his disability hold him back and has achieved astounding academic success throughout his high school career. It's easy to assume that his Tourette syndrome is the only thing that could have possibly obstructed his path to success. However, this isn't the case.
So, basically, when my mother had her midlife crisis when she was, like, you know, in her, like, when she was, like, 30, and she realized that she wouldn't be able to put me through college if I wanted to go to a good college. So she became an attorney. And so we were never, by any stretch of the imagination, rich, but we were, like, very, very high, low class, or you could consider us very, very low middle class. But so she went into a lot of debt. And our lives completely changed because she had to go to law school, and that's very expensive. And we don't really, like, I don't really get to see my mother that much because she's constantly at law school.
Through all of this, Malik has been able to maintain academic success. He credits this to two things: his mother and his determination to be the best and provide for himself.
And I saw what not having money does, and I do not want that life, so I'm going for having money. That's my goal. I want to become the best at school and the best at studying and the best at my job. So now, you know, I come home and I study, and my mother comes home maybe 6 o'clock, maybe 8 o'clock, maybe 9 o'clock. She's studying the whole day. I'm studying, and then I go to bed. Then I wake up and I do some studying. I would not be where I was today at all without her. And she was the only one who raised me because my dad left when I was 2. He lives in Lebanon. And so she was stuck with me, you know, alone, and she's really picked up the pace and the slack, you know.
Because of his experiences, Malik has a clear goal for the future. He wants to study math and programming.
Well, I am very interested in mathematics and computer science. Science in general, I've always been very interested. Since I was like 5 and I first got Stephen Hawking's Brief History of Time and I didn't understand any of it, I've always been really interested in learning how things work. But I really like grasping mathematical concepts, and I really like programming stuff because you are a painter, but the things that you paint actually come to life and help you, you know? It's very, you're doing something useful for yourself while being creative.
As a whole, we need to recognize that in many cases, people like Malik have worked a lot harder for their success than we have. And instead of dismissing students that don't get enough support because of their high academic achievements, we should change the systems that provide support so that people like Malik can explore even greater depths of their potential. After all, those students deserve it. Still, Malik asks students like him to keep pushing on the path to success.
It doesn't matter if your situation is super good or if it's super bad. People who are in amazing situations like me, I'm disadvantaged in many ways, you know. But also, the studying that I've done and the tools and systems that I set up are very useful, but they would be useless if I didn't try to use them. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And no matter how disadvantaged you think you are, you can always improve your situation. You can always make yourself better, and you can always succeed if you try.
Stories That Need to Be Told is a podcast series produced by Roosevelt High School students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. This segment was produced by Colin McCoy, Eli Rosen, Anna Phippen, Scarlett Hansen, and Justin Yang. Special thanks to Roosevelt High School teacher Carolyn Kenny Hall and to the Roosevelt High School Foundation for their support. Original music was created by Steve Griggs through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.